Dictation for Dick, D-I-C-K, Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R, January 1963. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. Webster with rapid change of kidney function comes in person. He says to be feeling well, making urine, stable weight, eating well without any vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. For question blood in the stools, Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E, has done a colonoscopy a few months back, a palate remove, apparently benign, and that was not the source of bleeding. He's not aware of hemorrhoids. He still has this mix of red blood with the stools. He has some problems of frequency, nocturia, decreased flow. Does have some degree of lower extremity edema without ulcerations, some problems with balance from neuropathy, diabetes and alcohol. He's not aware of claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes. There is numbness at the bottom of the feet. He does not use a cane or a walker. He discontinued drinking alcohol in January of this year. He was drinking whiskey in a daily basis. He's been told that there is some fatty liver abnormalities, but he has not had problems of ascites, upper gastrointestinal bleeding, encephalopathy, and there has been no prior EGD, no liver biopsy. He denies chest pain palpitation, has chronic dyspnea from heavy smoker, presently no oxygen or inhalers, uses a CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis. CPAP machine the last 1 year, consistently every night. Denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches, no localized bone or joint tenderness. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, but no diabetic retinopathy, pericarditis when he was in his early 20s, within the last few years, Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, has done stress testing, echocardiogram, which apparently was negative. He was told that there is some changes on the bottom of the heart, but no further procedures were done. No history of coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, heart murmur, pacemaker, or congestive heart failure, no TIS stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no blood transfusion, no recent pneumonia, no kidney stones, gout. Next paragraph, allergic to augmenting. Next paragraph, no prior surgeries. Next paragraph, alcohol as indicated above. He starts smoking at the age of 22, one pack per day, discontinued 2017. Next paragraph, sister was a dialysis patient of mine, but not from an inherited disorder. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice the Lipitor, Coric, Clonopin, he doesn't tell me why, aspirin, B12, Fenofibrate, HCTC, Actos, and Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, which is a new medication for him. Recently stopped lisinopril, as well as metformin, no anti-inflammatory agents, also off Trulicity, T-R-U-L-I-C-I-T-Y. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 257, blood pressure 118.72 on the right, 122.80 on the left. He is awake, alert, oriented, intestine 3, attentive, fairly good historian, normal eye movements, normal speech, no some degree of respiratory tachypnea, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, no localized valvulitis, distant breath sounds, but no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no masses, tenderness, Να πάρω από λίβρε πλήγορα site. Σαν τρει περίφερα λεδίμα. Πόσε δικρύ, but palpable. Minor decrease capillary refill, no gross gangrene and no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Kidney function has progressed since 2019 to the present time. 2019 creatinine was 1.2, 2020 1.4, 52, 21, 1.6, 44, February of this year 1.9, 36, April 1.7, 41 GFR, and most recently 3.1 GFR 21. In this last blood test, normal sodium, potassium elevated at 5.1, normal acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal magnesium, normal phosphorus, urine without activity for blood or protein, anemia 12.4, and normal white blood cell platelets. Kidney ultrasound, 11 on the right, 11.3 on the left, no obstruction, no reported urinary retention. There is a complex cyst on the left side, 2.7 by 2.4 by 2.2. And there is also a CT scan, abdomen pelvis without contrast, granuloma, liver and spleen. No evidence of obstruction on the kidneys. The left complex cyst was not very well seen on this examination. Incidental diverticulosis. Incidental small bilateral inguinal hernias present. No evidence of urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease over the last 3 years. Presently off lisinopril, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention based on ultrasound and CAT scan. Metformin is non-nephrotoxic, but present GFR increases the chances of lactic acidosis from exposure to metformin. Blood test will be repeated. Likely will need to have a renal biopsy to determine the etiology, treatment, and prognosis. Aspirin will be discontinued. With the Memorial holiday coming, unlikely biopsy to be done this week, probably will be next week. In terms of this question blood in the stools, I wonder if this is intermittent blood in the urine. We will keep an eye on that as potentially might need a cystoscopy. Again, however, no gross abnormalities on the ultrasound or CAT scan for kidney or bladder. All issues discussed with the patient, further to follow, enter dictation,